Hello, everyone. This is your host, Mel Wallace, and we'd like to welcome you to another episode of Start, Run, Grow. This is where we talk about a range of topics to help entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs and startups to set and achieve their entrepreneurial goals. Because we understand that a strong and successful small business will build a strong and successful community. And strong communities builds a strong nation. So let's get started to help you reach the next level of success in your small business. Let's start, run, and grow together. Hi, everyone. This is Mel Wallace, your host for Start, Run, Grow. And we are still in our Smart Money for Your Small Business series. And we want to thank you for joining us today for our next episode. So last week, in our last episode, we talked about, it's all about the Benjamins. Remember, we shared with you the three ways to manage your side hustle's money. All right. Now, today, we want to talk about the benefits of financial management, the benefits of financial management. We want to get into budgeting, bookkeeping, and we want to even talk about financial management software. Okay, financial management software. These are things that can help your business thrive. Pretty much the takeaway from this discussion today is that we really want to get in the weeds, just a hair, if you will, about the concepts of what financial management is, right? And how important financial management is for your specific small business, particularly as the owner of the small business. I want to be able to share with you some best practices. I want to give you kind of the rules of the game, if you will, right? And I want to share with you some of the tools that are readily available for small businesses. So let's get after it. Now, when we talk about the benefits for financial management, right? At the end of the day, you're trying to reach some type of goal for your small business. You are either trying to grow it to a certain number of products, units, locations. You're trying to move in a, and my assumption is you're trying to move in a positive direction of some sort. So you've set these goals up for your small business, but you reach your goals simply by making good decisions. Now, we all, everyone that's listening to this episode, whether you are literally a side hustle and you have not even obtained a business license yet, or you've been in business for 5 years and you're looking to grow your business to the next stage in its life cycle, right? But the only way you get there on either end of the spectrum is by making good decisions. So when we talk about financial management, these are four kind of pillars that you should establish to really reach the goals that you have envisioned for your small business. Number one is you got to know your profitability. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. All right. You have to forecast your growth. In other words, you have to pre-plan on how you're going to grow your business and how you're going to finance that growth. And we'll get into all this a little bit later. You want to plan for diversification. What I mean by that is, you know, not just sell the same old thing you've been selling for the last 10 years, but what other product lines can you add? What other markets can you reach? Okay. And we'll talk about that. And then the last part of this, we talk about the benefits of financial management, is preparing for financing. Yes. No matter how successful you are, I know you're funding your side hustle, you're funding your small business all out of your own pocket, but with growth, you will have to take on some level of debt loans to continue the growth, whether that's to buy more products, goods, and supplies, to sell into other areas, other markets, or to sell to more customers, or maybe you need to buy actual equipment to automate or to do more of what you are currently doing to make your business thrive. Now, one of the things, as we kind of get into our three points today, we talked about the benefits of financial management. The next one is budgeting. Now, there are several financial management practices and tools that are commonly used for small businesses, right? We're going to get into this, but probably the most important one okay, is about creating a budget, right? Just like you do with your own financial kind of management at home, you want to employ these same practices in your small business. Now, I think we've all have seen some type of budget. This is where you have basically, whether it's an Excel spreadsheet or you have it on a piece of paper or it's in a notebook, you have some type of categories. In other words, on a personal level, you have rent, you have your mortgage, you have your car payment, you have your credit cards. You go down the list of creating categories for all the things that you have to spend money on, and you create a category for the income that will come into your monthly budget and on a monthly or you know, annually or quarterly basis, however you get paid. All right. So you want to be able to review each category that you've set up for your budget for your small business. Review those. And then you want to look at what are the categories that you're using, okay, for your small businesses. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. You know, as a side hustle operator, as a small business owner, right? Do you track your monthly expenses? Is this something that you do on a month-to-month basis? Okay. And if so, how does this help with your business decisions? Okay. Now, you can answer that question yourself, right? The question is, do you track your expenses? And if you do, how does this help you make smarter business decisions? Well, the answer should be obvious, because now you're able to work from real information. You know, the expression, the devil's in the details. Your business operates successfully by knowing your money. Okay, that's the whole premise of this series we'll be covering over the next several episodes, is understanding where your money is, how it's going to work for you, what's coming in the door, what do you have going out the door, and we're going to get into all that. All right, so the third part of our discussion today is bookkeeping. Now, I know a lot of us, for small business owners, man, we think of this word and it's like, oh my goodness, this is another thing that I have to do, right? But bookkeeping is a critical component of financial management. You can't get around it without some level of ordering or keeping your books in order. That's really what bookkeeping is, okay? Bookkeeping, of course, is an organized process of tracking all the income and expenses that go out the door on a monthly basis. So the basis, when we talk about financial management, the foundation of all financial management and all business decisions, financing, taxes, owners, pay, you know, even the retirement that you are creating for yourself at some time in the future is all going to be based upon bookkeeping. All right. Now, let me give you 10 steps. I want to give you 10 basic bookkeeping steps that you can use today in your small business. Number one, obtain some type of business accounting software. Folks, listen, I'm telling you this from a true experience. Trying to do this stuff in a notebook, trying to do this on a piece of paper is not efficient, and we lose paper, we lose stuff. When it comes time to pay taxes, I can't find the notebook, or I can't find the paper I wrote that down on, the expense on, you know, back in January of this year, right? So obtain a business accounting software. Make sure, number two, step two, is separate your business checking from your personal checking. Now, this is why I think a couple episodes ago, we talked about setting your business up as a legitimate business, making sure that you are able to either go to some form of an LLC, sole proprietor, S Corp, C Corp, whatever form you choose to work in as a business. You want to make sure that you have separate accounts. Why is this important? You don't want to blend your mortgage payment in with buying supplies. Okay, you don't want those two things to come out of the same account, because sometimes if you're like me, we're all running 150 miles an hour and it's very easy to cross over and to get things mixed up. So to simplify your life, to simplify your success in your small business effort, get a different account, okay? But also, step number three is to reconcile your checking account. Do this on a weekly basis, sometimes even daily, depending on how much you use the account. But by all means, make sure on a monthly basis you're reconciling your checking account. Number four, this is bookkeeping steps. Track sales, okay? track every single sale, every deal that you close, every customer that you interact with that buys your product, that uses your service, whatever it may be, make sure you track that sale, okay? Now, once the sale is made or the purchase is made, you want to make sure that you deposit all the sales. Don't keep the money in your pocket. Put it in the bank, okay? Because you're trying to create process, all right? This is step number five, deposit all sales. Step number six, write checks for business expenses, okay? Write checks for business expenses. Why? Because this creates a paper trail, all right? This just gives you something particular on the business side that you can refer back to. Once you write a check, and like most banks or most credit unions that we all deal with, everything's online now. You can go back and sign online, go into the account and look at checks that you wrote last year. And typically they have a copy of the check, you know, just in case you forgot, hey, did we pay so-and-so or did we write a check to pay to cover this expense? You can go back now and reconcile your account daily, weekly, monthly basis, and be able to also look at the checks that you have, of course, written. Number seven, bookkeeping steps, obtain a separate business credit card. Now we're going to talk about credit in the next couple of episodes. So make sure you tune into that, but make sure that as your business grows, you have your own credit card that is designated for your business. This is separate from your personal credit card, even if you have to be the guarantor of it. We're going to talk about that. So just keep that in mind. Bookkeeping step number eight, pay business expenses first before you pay yourself. Now, most people are like, Mel, you're kidding me, right? No, pay your business expenses first. Okay. And we'll explain why that strategy actually helps you in the long run. Number nine, generate and use a profit and loss statement, P&L statement. We're going to get into that, right? To really break that down, what that is, how this should be set up. But make sure that you do use a profit and loss statement. This is important, particularly when you decide to go and apply for a business loan. You want to be able to use the information from your P&L statement, and you could provide this basically in your loan request. Okay, and we'll talk about how to leverage this information. And point number 10, pay yourself with an owner's draw. Pay yourself with an owner's draw. And really what this means more than anything else is that this is more of a kind of a process. Instead of you just taking money out of the till, instead of you walking and putting your hand in the cash register, I know it's your money, you earned it, it's your store, I get it. But at the end of the day, you actually make a documented transaction of owner's draw, and you can include this information on your P&L and everything else. Again, you're trying to keep or create process within your bookkeeping steps, basically. Okay. All right. So financial management software is our last point we want to cover in today's episode. It's important. If you want to make your life easier, all right, if you want to simplify your small business financial management process, please obtain some type of software where you can do all of this online or in some type of management software program, because it's easy to organize and to complete daily accounting tasks by using your software. It is much easier than having to write this in a journal, to write this on a piece of paper, to write it in a log. Use technology. It makes your life easier. All right. It also creates accounting reports. For example, you can actually go in, and I use QuickBooks as a tool that I personally use for our small business, and we're able to go in and we're able to create cash flow statements, or we're able to go in and instantly just click on the link or click on the button there, and I'm able to create a P&L statement. You know, it's much easier to do it through the management software, the financial management software, than having to sit down and account for this manually. All right. It also helps you to track your financial health of your business. You know, in any given time, usually these financial management softwares have some type of dashboard that gives you kind of a snapshot of where your business is today. Okay. So again, it helps you to track your financial health of your business. And my last point, folks, listen, please listen to me on this. Do not use paper to run your business. Don't do it. Look, paper is not efficient. Paper is not effective. And paper gets lost. It gets coffee stains on it. Sometimes you leave it in the truck or the car, or sometimes you forget to pull it out of your wallet, the receipt, whatever it is. Do not use paper to run your business. Use software so that you can stay on top of the game. So let's recap. In today's episode, we cover the benefits of financial management. We've talked about budgeting. We've talked about bookkeeping. We even talked about financial management software. So in our next episode, we're going to cover financial statements and business financing best practices. So please join us in the next episode. Again, we want to thank you today for joining us for another SRG Smart Brief. Check us out on our website at startrungrowpodcast.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you have a comment, even if you have a question, drop us a line at info@startrungrowpodcast.com and subscribe to our podcast on the platform that you're listening to us on right now. And until next time, always keep moving forward. We want to say thanks to our sponsors, Exilium Community Development Corporation. But most importantly, we want to say thank you to you, our listener. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. And remember, this is the place where we can talk about the most relevant terms as it relates to small and micro businesses. But we also want to share information, gain information, and inspire each other. Please visit our website at startrungrowpodcast.com to subscribe. SRG family, remember, your current situation does not determine your future success. Again, I'm your host, Mel Wallace, and we can't wait to strategize with you next time. Until then, thanks.